I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
HD Smartcast. You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, welcome to our new podcast, The Signal
and the Noise,
that will attempt to give you a peek into the inner workings of Mint's long stories. This is Sunit.
And I am Ajay.
And we are both editors with Mint.
You know, Ajay, I've been thinking a lot about something. All those sad images of former school teachers who've now turned into pushcart vendors and delivery men. It's haunting.
Yeah, it's pretty sad. Schools are shut. Many teachers haven't been paid for several months now. School education is in a complete mess.
Yes, the pre-corona understanding of the school is in a mess, yes. But you know, Ajay, a new industry has cropped up overnight to replace the pre-corona school. Something is going on in the world of online education.
You're talking about edtech companies like Byju's and Unacademy?
Exactly. They've been hiring hundreds of teachers. This may be the education industry's demonetization moment, when change that used to take years happens in weeks. So I asked Mihir Dilal, our colleague in Bangalore who tracks the startup space, to get a sense on what's going on.
And he did find some pretty interesting stuff, I must say. Take the example of Lido Learning, a new education startup. Until recently, sales calls from the firm would be cut short as soon as potential customers heard the phrase online tuition. But all that has changed. Subscriptions are up and students are spending a lot more time on the platform doing the math, science and English lessons.
And this is actually happening all across the edtech segment, Najee. Vedantu, another startup which is the market leader for live classes in the kindergarten to 12th grade segment, has been overwhelmed by a flood of new customers. They used to have 300 to 400 students per class, and now they are 1,000. And they're running short of teaching assistants. In May, 1 million students took live classes on Vedantu, up from 200,000 in normal times. That's a big jump.
Yeah, and the funny thing is, even the Bangalore ecosystem, which is quite used to rapidly growing startups, is stunned by what's unfolding.
Yes. Usually when a new online alternative is created, companies have to spend hundreds of millions of dollars on advertising over 8 to 10 years to get customers to shift from offline to online. In the case of EdTech, this is happening super fast because of the lockdown. VCs expect such online firms to be the first startup categories to make profits, and that's saying something.
Yeah, but what happens when things go back to normal? Won't students just go back to their old routine?
That's the million-dollar question, Ajay. Because edtech companies like Byju's, Unacademy, and Vedantu are all raising tons of money. Edtech is perhaps the only bright spot in India's startup ecosystem right now. Even smaller firms like Lido Learning and White Hat Junior are in talks to raise anywhere between $5 to $50 million.
Wow, that's a lot of money. And all of that is going into creating essentially a glorified version of the tuition center. But a few of the platforms also offer coding lessons, right? And some services clear students' doubts.
Yes, the range is actually quite vast. There's also a test preparation segment for everything from engineering entrance to public service commission exams. All of these are niche categories with just a few companies. In fact, in the past decade, 500 education startups have received angel or institutional funding. It's been one of those largely unnoticed corners of the startup world.
Well, it's definitely being noticed now. There is a lot of hope as well as hype about how this is the moment for online education. But let's talk cost. What's the price tag?
Well, the subscriptions are quite pricey, Ajay. It's anywhere between 12,000 rupees to 30,000 rupees annually in the kindergarten to class 12 category.
Yet so many people are signing up.
That's the point. Right now, everything is shut and parents are signing up their children. But over the long term, these companies are betting on reducing prices and attracting people from smaller towns where there's a shortage of quality teachers.
Oh yeah, Mihir in fact spoke to some people within the industry who have been predicting a shift to super short educational videos. school lessons in an Instagram video or a TikTok-like format, and in regional languages too, instead of English. I guess that's where education is headed.
Of all the things we thought the pandemic would change, I didn't realize education would be so high up on the list, actually, Ajay.
I agree. Every day is filled with surprises these days, though. Anyway, Sunita, I think I'm now going to go and check out some educational videos on YouTube because it's free and that's what I can afford.
I'll get my daily fix of Netflix. That can be educational too, sometimes. Oh, and if you're listening to this podcast, hope you've also found new things to learn or new skills to pick up during the pandemic. Do keep physical distancing in mind as you step out. Have a productive week and thanks for listening.
You have been listening to The Signal in the Noise, with me being The Signal, of course. We would love to hear from you. Reach out to us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram on @HTSmartcast. Or you can also reach out to us personally
at Sunita Arora
and at AJ Axiom. To listen to more such interesting podcasts, do log on to htsmartcast.com. We'll be back next week with a new story and some awesome banter.
And lots of fun.
Hi, I'm HT Smartcast, and I hope you're safe and well. The next episode is about to begin. But just a small message of solidarity before that. In difficult times like these, living in isolation isn't going to be easy. But what if working from home, our own comfort zones, helps us discover new ways of being? What if this calm, this rest, it helps us listen to ourselves and the people around us more deeply? While that happens, you can find me at htsmartcast.com, connecting you to the world of comedy, culture, motivation, news. You know, just in case you need some smart company. Thanks for listening. Take care.
This was a Live Mint production, brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.